Wondering if you could please tell me a story or an experience that you've had with the coyotes in Vermont.
Most recently, last year, let me think for a second. I think it was actually spring, not fall. This past spring, there were lots of coyotes like close where we farm, and we did lose a few chickens to them. And one day I came in and was here with the dogs at the barn, and around 10 a.m. a coyote came like down from the back field to was like coming down to scope the chicken yard. We had them out on electric net, and my dog got pissed off at it and took off after it. And the coyote made no effort to stay away as long as the dog was just barking. Even though he was, maybe 300 yards away barking at the barn, the coyote was still like super intense on this broad daylight slaughter. And eventually the dog decided he was done doing his work at a distance and took off, and he chased it out of the field and away. And I was appreciative because I'd rather not feel the need to shoot them. I like having a dog that I know how to protect the barnyard.
Wow. And can you explain to me why that story or experience you had was meaningful to you?
Why was it meaningful? I mean, I guess it just illustrates the quandary of living with them, for a farmer. It's a quandary. It's not like I don't feel necessarily automatically entitled to eradicate wildlife because I own a farm. But I would say like an animal like that, that's much harder for me to protect against because it doesn't follow sort of the rule set of like hunting at dusk and things like that, outliers like that. I guess, like I feel less conflicted about getting rid of, but I appreciate when I don't have to.
That's great. Thank you. And I'm hoping to shift a little bit and talk about coyotes more generally. Can you rank your experience of coyotes in Vermont on a scale of 1 to 9? Kind of a funky scale, but with 1 being negative and 9 being positive.
One to nine. I would say 7.5.
And can you explain why you ranked your experience?
Very random. I think I appreciate not having to deal with millions of rabbits. I like listening to coyotes at night. And I feel like, as compared to foxes, they're more respectful of the farm boundaries in general. Like I sort of feel like we have an unwritten understanding. I don't think I have had to have anyone shoot a coyote in the 12 years I've been here. Even though, we hear them at night and we. Like, yeah, I feel like they're just generally more respectful of farm boundaries than foxes. So I like the canine intervention. And, I don't necessarily want to be overrun by deer or rabbits or small animals that like to eat farm vegetables. and pasture. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it could be eight, actually.
I mentioned earlier I'm a 4-H'er, so I'm really interested in hearing farmers talk about the land that they're farming on and the animals that live on it. And so I'm wondering if you could tell me a story or talk about an experience or your experience of land, livestock, and coyotes all interacting. And you can think really broadly about interaction. It doesn't have to be one moment. It might be hard to narrow in on one story, but I'm really interested in hearing about your experience of how those three things, land, livestock, and coyotes, interact.
How they interact. I don't know really. I mean, I think it's important to me to have ways for coyotes and just wildlife to migrate through the farm. So to not have like huge fence areas that interrupt that, to have lanes if we can, that, and to have, you know, ecosystems that actually allow them to coexist. My neighbor has goats, but wasn't really big on fencing. And his goats fed the population of coyotes here for a long time. But I've not lost one. So I don't know. I think maybe they keep us honest. In a way, in I think they keep integrity in the interface of the system.
That's so interesting. And why is that interaction or that that coexistence you speak about meaningful to you?
You know, I think just because humans tend much more towards taking more than they've earned. You know, like there's a Native American thing that's basically an adage about, like, you know, take only what's given. And I feel like when we expand beyond our ability to farm sustainably, you know, and try to like take over more land, more pastures, whatever. We need checks in the system to keep us sane, because we just, our greed is limitless.
And in this system and balance that you talk about, what role do you see land playing, and does land and how you think about land impact why or how this interaction is meaningful to you? And can you explain to me why or why not?
Say that again.
Does land and how you think about land impact how or why this system or balance is meaningful to you, and can you explain why or why not?
I mean, well, yeah, like it's part of that equation of like we have an endless appetite for land for our purposes, right? And I think that we're all better served if we keep balance in our interaction with land, so that, you know, the natural ecosystems here can thrive too, not just our own endeavors. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's great. And a similar question, but does livestock in this equation you talk about impact what's meaningful to you and that balance? And can you explain to me why or why not?
I mean, livestock is a human pursuit for our own purposes. And I think, you know, I think that I wouldn't be here doing this if I didn't think there was room or capacity for it on planet Earth. I just think we have to be sort of cautious about how much of it we engage in and how we engage in it. So I, you know, I feel like, I don't know, livestock is a unique, it's a unique relationship between humans and animals that I think serves both. You know, they get to exist in these environments with our protection from predators, but for our purposes as well. And I think that I think the system works, but not on an infinite scale.
That's so interesting. And then the final question, and it'll sound familiar. Do coyotes impact what was meaningful to you in, or what's meaningful to you in this coexistence? And can you explain why or why not?
Yeah, I mean, I think since we eradicated wolves from these areas, they are, they're like an essential component of nature to keep us in check. In a way, like I do think, like, you know, pet predators have a really important role to play, and I think that coyotes are sort of the highest predators we have. I mean, there's the rare catamount and maybe a rare wolf, but I feel like we need their presence as an indicator that we haven't gone so far off the rails as to screw that up entirely. We're clearly off the rails some, or we'd have more of the larger predators. But I think the coyotes are kind of this last category of large predator, you know, that is, that works in community, and that they're important. That may not have answered the question. I may have gone off track on that one.
No, no, that was just exactly what we were looking for.
Okay.
And then finally, just some quick background questions. I'm wondering if you could think back to that first story that you talked about.
Yeah.
Could you tell me where it took place in Vermont?
On New Village Farm in Shelburne.
Awesome. And do you know about what year? I think you answered this earlier. The story took place.
Say that again. When? Oh, spring 2020.
Okay. What kind of things do you do outside, whether it's for work or for recreation?
Hike, farm, and lounge.
I like that one too. How long have you lived in Vermont?
24 years.
Awesome. What town do you live in?
Shelburne.
What year were you born?
1970.
What's your gender?
Female.
And then finally, what's your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.